Gross. No, now it went. You know, you have to really watch it. Light up and stuff. It's kind of a funny thing. Okay. So, just sense how you're lying there for a moment. Check in with your breathing, your breath. The heat should go off any minute, so it will go off, yeah. And this is another lesson that doesn't have a formal title, so I call it Freeing the Hip Joints. Okay, so go ahead and roll to either side to come up sitting. You're going to sit with your legs in front of you and the soles of your feet together, knees open. And go ahead and take off your right sock. Yeah. That's always great when somebody gets excited. Right sock off. Good. Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your right index finger and you're going to hook it around your right big toe. They're going to be friends for a while. You can use your left arm to lean on next to you. So, Falk, if not, you can place it on your thigh, but somewhere comfortable, close to you. Good. Now begin to do a movement of just starting to lift your right leg. How can you lift your right leg? Good. And put it back down. Good. Just continue to do that. Feel what you need to do. We're back to some of the movements from yesterday. What did you learn about the pelvis yesterday? Roll the pelvis back, try to lift the leg, and then you lower the foot, and the belly and the pubic bone come forward. Soften the chest, it will be easier to lift the leg. Or try to make your chest really stiff, rock stiff, shrug the shoulder, and try to lift the leg. Make it as miserable as possible. Then soften the chest. That's it. Lift the leg. Good. Are you breathing? You like that one, right, Elliot? I don't have the paramedics here today. Got to make sure you keep breathing. Good. Okay. Now, put the right foot back down. Continue to hold on. And can you start to slide the right leg out away from you? So you can lift up the left hand and place it more in front of the left leg to help you slide the left leg forward. Okay? And again, this should remind you a little bit of what we did yesterday. What did we do yesterday of sliding a leg forward to get off our sit bones? It's not important to straighten the leg. That's never a goal in Feldenkrais, in these relationships. Only standing to find the high point. But when you're on the floor, we don't care about it. It's more to feel what facilitates in the hip joints and the pelvis. Okay, Nancy, I want you, and particularly, I don't want you to straighten the leg. Because what you do is, you do so much in the leg, but you're not getting the pelvis. So your constraint is, I will not allow you to straighten the leg. So that you bend the pelvis forward. Okay? That's better. Good. Okay, come back up to the starting position. And now go back to lifting the right leg now with the right index finger. Keep the soles of the feet together, knees open. Left hand can be behind you. And see if it's lighter and easier. That's it. Lift it and lower it. Lift. So now as you start to lift it, can you start to elongate the leg a little bit? Again, not to the point of straightening your leg. Nancy? You have your partner in crime right behind you who does the opposite. She's always bent. So we're going to put a stick on her to make her straight, and I'm going to put some device on you to keep you bent. That's it. Good. Okay. Rest on your back for a moment. You're very unusual.
Thank you.
No, I mean, no, it's not a bad, I don't mean it as a bad thing, but you are so able to elongate, it's amazing, your hamstrings and stuff without moving your pelvis. So it means once you finally do move your pelvis, it's like, ah! No, I mean, it's amazing that you've been able to do that. Oh, probably because you work so hard at it. Because you've been so taught that they're tight, I think. Instead of that the tightness is in the pelvis, you've been taught. Yeah. So you have done what they've asked you. You've succeeded. Yes. But see, it didn't get you anywhere. Okay, let's come back up to the same sitting position. Get a hold of your right big toe. And this time what you're going to do is you're going to lift up your leg and you're going to swing it a little bit to the left and to the right. So hook the right big toe, lift it up, that's it. Swing it left and right. And feel what that does in your pelvis. So you really need to have the left hand to the left side of you. Because the whole idea is that you start to shift your weight on your pelvic bones. So when you bring the right leg over to the left, the right sit bone should come off the floor. So think of rocking along your pelvis a little bit more. Some of you are doing a huge rotation in the chest, but you're never getting off your pelvis. That's better, Anne. Do you remember Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down? Do you guys remember those? No? A generational toy. Those, they're little round things, and they would tip over, but then they would pop back up. Yeah, little tiny things. That's better, Deborah. Good. Okay, come back. And go back to the movement of lifting the leg and lowering it. Soften the chest and the back. That's it. Richard, try to get the leg up a little higher. Uh-huh. You got to figure out what's going on with you. His true colors are coming out now. That's it, Jean. Good. Good. Okay, and lie on your back and rest. One thing to keep in mind that is really important with not just running, but like lifting weights or whatever activities that you select to do, is that as one becomes stronger, one must also become more flexible. And what often happens to people is that that equation gets out of balance. So I think like for Richard here in the back is he's got really strong thigh muscles, really strong quads and stuff. So his flexibility is showing up as a low right now in this particular lesson. So as one increases strength, you must work twice as hard to maintain your flexibility. Because what strength does is it contracts the fibers. So you must work on the flexibility. And this is the biggest falsehood that happens now with weightlifting. And there's all this kind of core training now going around. Strengthen your core. I'm having more people blow out discs with their core strong because they're losing flexibility. So that's why I put together that booklet for you so that you can make sure you stretch and do things after running. That's for you too, Chris, because you know that. You have a lot of muscle on you. So you have to emphasize flexibility. Okay, as you're lying on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Place your left hand behind your head and bring your right knee into your chest so that your right index finger can hook around your right big toe again. Okay? And now in this position, so your arm should be on the inside and your knee will flail out to the outside. That's it. In this position, begin to lift and lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling and lift your head at the same time. That's nice. Right. So put your right hand behind your head, though, too, Alejandro. So you lift your head at the same time as you lengthen your leg, as if they were going to meet somewhere way above you. And again, the goal is not to straighten your leg in these. You want to feel your flexibility in your spine. That's better. Good. Now, as you do it just a few more times, notice the relationship between your right elbow and your right knee. And as you lengthen the right leg and the right arm, there's this possibility that you could actually change places with the knee and the elbow. So you start with the knee to the outside, but maybe when you lengthen the leg up, can you try to pull the knee to the inside? And then you bend the leg back down, and your arm is on the outside. So when you lengthen the leg up, you pull the knee to the inside, and then you bend the whole system back down. So your knee's on the outside, lengthen up, pull the knee to the inside, and bend back down. That's it. So now you start to alternate the knee and the elbow. So when you bring the knee to the inside, we're back to really coming inside the hip joint, back to the high point, when that knee is on the inside. So you go out, and you go in. And at this point, you don't even need to lift your head. So let your head rest on the ground, and just work with the leg. This reminds me of being a monkey. Playing with your toes. Trying to think, Mia did something the other day. Oh, with the cat. My cat. When you have cats, that's why I'm going to be a cat next lifetime. It had its back leg, you know, up in the air and like scratching behind it. And my daughter said, I can do that too. And she could. She had her foot behind her head, scratching behind her back. Okay, everybody rest. Okay, let's have you roll to your side, come up to sitting, the same position, so that means your right index finger is hooked around your right big toe, you lean on your left hand. This position should become more and more comfortable as we go along, so you'll be happier and have smiles on your faces. Okay, and start to lift up the right leg and lower it back down. Just see, is it feeling lighter now? It's not such a big deal, is it? Good. Now, remember, you need to round yourself back. Some of you are wanting to, it's like prevent yourself from falling. You won't fall back. So round yourself when you lift the leg, and then that's it. And come back as you kind of lower it back down. Because you need to lift the leg enough that you have that relationship again between your elbow and your knee. So that you can pull the knee to the inside. So can you start to change the relationship of the knee and the elbow. So lift up, Jean, and now pull the knee to the inside and lower everything down. Yep. And then you lift up again and bring the knee to the outside. And feel what that's doing inside the hip joint. That's it. Good. Good. Pause for a minute and go back to the movement of sliding the foot out away from you. So your right index finger is hooked onto the right big toe. Shove those butt bones back. Don't straighten the leg fully. So let your knee be flared out too, actually, to the side. Instead of pulling it in, let it flare out as you slide it out. Good. That's it, Elliot. Very good. Okay, come back to your starting place. And now this time you're going to lift up your right leg and you're going to bring it over to the left to place it to the left side of your left leg. The foot is going to stand to the left of the left thigh. That's it, Danielle. And go back and do it again. Now feel what that does in the pelvis now. So if you bring the right foot all the way to the left of the left thigh, you end up sitting completely on your left hip joint. Yes? Okay, so just go back and forth. That's it. Good, very nice. Okay, and let's rest on our back. Bend your knees, continue to lie on your back, bring your feet to standing, and lift the right leg up into the air so you can get a hold of that right big toe again. Okay, now this time you're going to lengthen the leg up and you're going to alternate the knee and the elbow. Just familiarize yourself with that. I'll feel like a piece of cake now. These are tricks you can show at parties. Adult entertainment. That's it. Now, the next time you bring the knee to the inside, so everybody get the knee to the inside, see if you can start to put the right foot down on the floor. No, knee to the inside. Inside. Place your right foot on the floor to the right. That's it. Get the right foot to the right. Knee stays up towards the ceiling. Don't let go. Just listen to the instructions. That's it. Now, once you're there, can you start to tilt the right knee down towards the floor, down where your pubic bone is, in between your legs? No. What are you doing? Down in between your legs. You know, that's it. You still hold on. You never let go of the big toe. So hold on to the big toe. Place the foot onto the floor. Tilt the right knee down towards where your pubic bone is. That's it. Which will create a very large arch in the lower back. Yes. So, get all the big toe, bring the knee to the inside, put the foot down, and now let this come down, down, that's it, like this. So where you're so tight is in here. Yeah. You're so tight there. So this is going to help. And then you lift the knee, and then you lower it. So you just rock back and forth and allowing the whole back, that's it, to arch and the ribs to arch. So just keep the right foot in the standing position and all you do is work with taking the knee down and bringing it up. That's it, Danielle, just that part. Yes. That's it. And you can allow the left knee to tilt down to the left as well. That's what you need. So it's like this. Just rock back and forth. Down. That's it, Jean. That's it, Holly. But allow more of your back and pelvis to be involved. Go down. So when the knee is moving down like this, this is the same part of running when the leg starts to kick behind you. See, this is where the pelvis needs to go. And this is what the back needs to be doing. You can't tuck it under. It's got to go into this arch. Great. Okay, come back and everybody rest on your back. Toes. Roll to your side, come up to sitting, get a hold of your right big toe with your right index finger. You can lean on your left hand in a comfortable way and just lift and lower your right leg now. Just see how that's feeling? Should be getting really light now. So this is what I mean. When you reduce the extra effort, all the contraction we're doing that's not necessary, things get lighter. That's why things get easier. It's not just because you've done it many times, because you haven't done it that long. You've only spent 10 or 15 minutes doing this. That's it. Now, lift the leg into the air, bring the knee to the inside, put the foot on the floor, and then pull it back around you. That's it, and let the knees drop down. Beautiful. And reverse it, come back to the starting position, lift the leg up, and then let the knee fall to the outside. Good. Lift the leg up, pull the knee to the inside, slide the foot around you, and as you're in that position, get tall. This is relating to getting onto the high point. That's it, and reverse it again. That's it, Richard, you're doing it. That's it. Get tall. Now everybody stay with your leg behind you like that, okay? Keep on holding onto the big toe. And now begin to do a movement of starting to turn to the left with your trunk as if to look over the left shoulder. That's it. And allow the belly and pubic bone to move down, which opens up the entire hip flexor area on the right thigh. You should feel a big stretch in the right groin thigh area, yes? And think tall as you turn. So you're like a wine opener, corkscrew opener. You get tall as you twist in the rotation. It's not about leaning the whole trunk, but you get, that's it. Good. Okay. And come back to the starting position. And now continue to hold on to that big toe and swing the leg all the way over to the left and place the foot onto the left side. Good. Come back up and go all the way around the other way. So you combine these two movements. Go up. Bring it all the way over. That's it, Danielle. Good. Okay, and then just come back to the center and just once or twice lift up your leg and feel. Does it feel pretty light now? Yeah, in fact, you don't even need the left hand, right? See, you don't need the hand for balance anymore. The only reason you needed the hand in the beginning is because things were so constricted from extra effort. It's easy. Okay, rest on the floor. And just take a moment to sense how you're lying there. See if the right leg feels quite different. And in particular, notice the spacing behind your right knee. See, so the whole leg becomes very elongated, relaxed. Now, what I'd like you to do in a moment, I'm going to just describe it first, is we're going to come up to standing. And we're not going to pair up. You're just going to work with yourself. And we're just going to revisit the concept of the high point and only with the right leg because it's going to be so dramatically available to you now compared to the left after what we just did, okay? So we're going to do that, and then we'll just come back down to the floor because we need to do some of this onto the left side so you can feel it on the left side, okay? So go ahead and come up. Find a place on the hard floor. Many of you can be here towards the front of the room because there's a lot of space up here. Yeah, you can put your sock on or you can take both socks off. Two options.
Uh-oh.
So just feel standing now and tune into your right leg. And just see if all this, it's just really clear, the tripod and the high point. And now go back to what we did yesterday of starting to lift the left heel and the left toes. Just feel. And so your balance, just feel how much better your balance is now. Because that high point is much clearer. Do you feel the tripod? Is it clear? Yes, no, maybe? How's it feel to be on the right leg? Does it feel strong? So this is the other thing that's so interesting is our definition of strength. Does strength really come from muscular bulk strength? Or is the first level of strength the organization of your skeleton? Because that's what really resists gravity, is your skeleton. Again, that's why we have one. Otherwise, we would be slugs on the ground. So it's the skeleton that resists gravity. And the muscles are just there to carry out the activity, to actually create the dynamic movement. But there's a lot of power here in the skeleton. So if you use the power of the skeleton, then you can use the muscular strength to go fast and have endurance and to do, you know, other kinds of strength. But the bulk of muscles doesn't create this kind of skeletal strength. Do you understand that? So there's two different. So in a way, as you feel stronger, you actually feel lighter too. It's a weird kind of combo because you feel really, people use the term grounded. So right now you feel this solidness on the right leg, yet there's a certain lightness with the rest of the system. And that's what you want to have when you're running, that combination. Make sense? Good. Does it feel different than the left leg? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I don't do like the standing stuff. But that's why I put the booklet together. You only need 5 to 10 minutes. I have people that come to me that's done, you know, Egoscue. They have this 45-minute stretch program. I'm like, get rid of that. You don't need 45 minutes. It took you 15 minutes to change your organization. You don't need 45 minutes. So the answer is no. But most importantly is the stretching afterwards. Okay, back down onto the floor. Okay. Just take a moment to. Sure, you might get something. Okay, let's come up to sitting. Some of you delightfully took off both socks. Others of you put on both, so that means you have to take off your left. Well, if you can do it, but it gets difficult. I like the skin contact, you know. That's true. There's one reason. Okay, get a hold of. So it's your left hand with your left big toe. Your right hand you can lean on. You'll see you maybe don't even need that. And just start to lift your left leg. Now take your time with it. See, the brain is so smart. You've already transfer the information over. You already know what to do. But it's important that you take your time with it because the muscles are dumb. Your brain is smart, but the muscles are dumb. And they're still tight on this side. So if you do the movement fast and quick, thinking you'll just get there in no time, then that's when you can hurt yourself. So just be delicate with yourself. Have the same kind of consistency of paying attention to yourself. That's it. Okay, good. So now you've lifted. So go ahead and put the foot down and start to slide it away from you so that your sit bones stick out behind you. And slide it back. There. That's it. So, Nancy, keep on thinking. It's your whole... That's it. Let this pubic bone come forward. That's the idea. Don't think about the leg. Just think this comes down and much better. You too, Alan. That's it. The same thing. Great. And now come back to lifting the left leg and swing it a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel how you shift your weight onto each hip joint, like the Weebles wobble. That's it. That's nice. Even more, Holly. Get confident that you can go all the way over. That's it. Great. And rest on your back. Now continue to stay on your back, but go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Your right hand will go behind your head and your left hand will get a hold of the left big toe again. So you lift your knee away from the floor. That's it. And then you lift your head and lift your leg up towards the ceiling so that you fold yourself. This is really important part of the lesson. This is the only time in the lesson that you activate your spine and chest to soften, which is, again, the area that a lot of you really hold. That's it. Great. And then this next time, you can allow your head to rest down and just lengthen your left leg up and start to conceptualize that you could begin to alternate the knee and the elbow. And when you feel like you're ready for that, you can go ahead and do that so that you pull the knee to the inside and then the elbow to the out. And if you begin to lose your foot, the big toe, it's fine to get a hold of the ankle or your sock. And in due time, you'll be able to go back to holding on to the big toe. Good, 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 good. Okay, and let's rest. Please roll to your side and come up to sitting. And get a hold of your left big toe, once again with the left index finger. And this time you're going to lift up your left leg and bring it to the right and place it onto the floor to the right side of you. So this brings all your weight onto your right hip joint and requires the left to lift up. And then you go back again. And do it again. That's it. And go back again. Allow that spine to twist. Good. Very nice. And then come back to the center and go back to lifting up the left leg and lowering it back down. That's it. Okay, let's rest. You'd want to join us. continue to lie on your back and bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. And then bring your left knee into your chest. Get a hold of the left big toe with the left hand. Always with the left hand. That's it. And now let's go to the movement of lengthening the leg up towards the ceiling, pulling the knee to the inside. Once you've done that, place the left foot onto the floor and keep it there. And then you start to tilt the left knee down towards the direction of your pubic bone, in between your legs. You tilt that knee and it pulls the pubic bone down. It arches the lower back tremendously. Let your spine arch. So this is what happens. You see, as the leg goes behind you in running, this is what I mean. Your chest automatically goes forward. Now stay in that position. Some of you can't fully touch your knees, so what you do is you start to oscillate it back and forth down. So just think that it's going to come down and you really feel how much your entire spine, it's like you become like a shish kebab. So now you stay over and think of, let's let this one bend out like that. Think of this coming, no, not rolling. So direct it down this way. Uh-huh. So it's you and Richard, who's behind you, super tight in here. That's it. And that's where we can get some movement. You see, it pulls your whole spine. Again, I think like you're like a shish kebab. Do you know shish kebab? You know, I'm trying to think. Skewering. You put meat and fish and shrimp and, you know, if you could slide it in between. That's it. Don't think of anything with the foot. Stay friends with the foot. Think of this coming down there. But I don't want you to do it by pulling the foot up more. That's what I want you to do is keep the foot, but I want you to get this to stretch open. So your constraint is you're not allowed to pull the foot up anymore. Because all that does is bend this lower leg. That's it. You see that? That's the idea. So the movement of your knee moves your whole spine. You feel your head pulls down. You should feel that, yeah? If not, hallucinate it. That one should lie flat on the ground. There, yeah. Good, okay. And everybody, come out of it slowly and rest. So Alejandro, a shish kebab is like we either take a very fine piece of metal or sticks, like wood, and they have points on the end. And so you like shove a piece of meat or shrimp and bell peppers and mushrooms and onions. And so I think of it like, so you could stick it in and pull it in and out, and that the food moves separately of the... Is it Greek? Okay, roll to your side, come up to sitting. Please get a hold of your left big toe again. And let's do the movement of lengthening your left big toe up, bringing the knee to the inside, placing the foot down to the left side, and swinging it back around you. That's it, Paul. That's it, Anne. And if it's easier, hold on to your pant. Yeah. Yeah? Okay, yeah, ankle, sock. And then reverse it. So notice, for those of you with this being your first time doing the Feldenkrais work, every movement we do, you always reverse the movement, and then you go through it again. And the reversibility is just as important as the movement in itself. You learn something in the reversibility. And notice that we're doing movement. which is very different than stretching. Stretching is orientated to getting into a fixed position. Everything we always do in here is movement orientated. And what I talked to you yesterday about is feeling how all the different parts of yourself move and relate together. What it takes to carry out a movement, right? And kids do this all the time. I didn't believe it till I had my daughter. And then I videotaped one day her climbing up into my great-grandfather. I have a little baby rocking chair. And she was like 10 months old. And she started to try to get up into it. And it took her a half an hour. And she would like get so far, and then she'd reverse the whole thing. And each time you could see in her brain the level of confidence, then she would go a little further until she got both knees up in the chair and she figured out how to turn around, but then she would always reverse it. And I went and got the video camera and videoed it because it was just incredible. And until she fully got in the chair and turned around, she didn't even attempt to change the order, like to go to the other side and reach for the other hand. She went through the whole level, and nobody instructing her. Like, I wasn't telling her, go crawl up into the rocking chair. On her own, she had a desire to do that. So we're so brilliant when we're a child. It's already built in. It's nothing new. You're just brushing off the cobwebs. It's become dormant for a while. Good. Okay, rest on your back. Okay, let's come up again. I think just one or two more times. Roll to your side, get a hold of that left big toe. And now we're going to combine the two movements of lifting the left leg, bringing the knee to the inside so that you pull the leg around, coming back, and then bringing the leg to the other way, crossing all the way over yourself to the right of the right thigh. That's it. Good. And just notice for yourself if this side, this leg, this hip joint, is it easier? Is it more difficult? Good. Good. That's fine. You're doing just fine. That's it. Hooking the big toe? Yes. Your arm? Can you use just the index finger? This finger? Yeah, just that one. See if that's... There. Okay. We're tired. Rest. Very tired. Okay, rest. Very, very tired. So just take a moment to notice now how you're lying on your back. How your hip joints feel, how your legs are resting. How your shoulder blades are making contact. Observe your breath and your breathing. Check in with the four parts of your breathing, your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation and the pause. And perhaps you can also sense that as you're resting there, there's a different quality in your ability to rest now. That you've moved and opened so many things that it's really not a big deal to lie on your back resting. For a lot of people, it's like awful. They would never think of lying on their back to lie down and rest. And feel how comfortable it is now. Okay, so let's roll to our sides, come up to sitting, and revisit standing one more time. And just let's see if your left high point and tripod are much more available.